The work of the ministry. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, so that they might do the work of the ministry. Ephesians 4, verse 11 through 12. So then, just what is the work of the ministry that saints in the body of Yeshua, the Messiah, are supposed to be doing? What are they supposed to be equipped with in order to do that work, and just what is a saint anyway? The Greek word translated as the English saints, hagios, carries with it the same meaning as the Hebrew word kodesh, and means to be holy, set apart to Yahweh and his purposes. The Hebrew phrase ruach hakodesh, reading right to left, is Hebrew for the holiness of spirit, as there is no capitalization in Hebrew. Thus, there is no personification, no third person, Holy Spirit. What is the holiness of spirit? Holiness is the nature abiding in spirit, who is Yahweh. When Yeshua said to be perfect even as your Father is perfect, in Matthew 5, verse 48, he was not giving us something to do that was beyond our reach, nor was he telling us anything new. He was not giving us a new command. He was actually quoting Leviticus 19, verse 2, found in the Torah, which says, "You shall become holy as I, Yahweh, your Elohim, am holy." Kadosh, translated saints in the Tanakh, is a variation of Kodesh, describing those who comprise the family of Yahweh, those who abide within his kingdom. The definition of a saint is also someone who is set apart from the rest of the world, one who becomes holy by keeping the words of Yahweh. The way that holiness, completeness, is accomplished is to keep the words of Yahweh in the manner he has shown us through the life exampled in his Son. Yahweh is not some unreachable, untouchable, unresponsive idol. His words are not given to frustrate us, but are instructions to show us how to be holy, to be complete, and set apart in him through our behavior. The words of Yahweh tell us how to remain in his presence without being consumed. I had a long acquainted with the passage of Mark 16, verses 15 through 18, and had considered it to be the answer to the question, what is the work of the ministry? But upon further examination, I was intrigued by the wording, "These signs will follow or come after those who are faithful to Yahweh's words." Now, to me, the connotation of work implies labor, sweat, toil, pain, and tears, something that I purposefully set out to do. Indeed, the definition of the Greek word ergon, translated as the English work, found in Ephesians 4 above, means just that, an act, deed, doing, labor. The connotation derived from follow, however, is an implication that we really don't have much to do with its working. That these things emanate more from an abiding in the nature of spirit than they do from a forethought on our part. They are more a result of the spirit flowing out of us than a predetermination that they will happen. In other words, I turn around from my walking and can see these things in the wake of my being, led of the Spirit of Yahweh, not laid out in front of me. Once more, the Father took me back into Scripture to validate these thoughts and urgings I felt coming from him. He led me back to our example, Yeshua, who came and lived a life before us so that we might know and examine what it means to walk in the fullness of the nature of the Spirit of Yahweh. Yeshua said in John 17, verse 4, "I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do. What was the work he said he had finished? Healing the sick? Casting out demons? Preaching the gospel? Any one of these, in my estimation, would have been an excellent offering to present the Father as a qualifier for finishing the work. But he didn't mention any of those. Instead, this is what he offered up. I have manifested your name to the men whom you have given me out of the world. They were yours. You gave them to me, and they have kept your word. John 17:6. Yeshua went on to clarify that he wasn't praying for the world, but specifically for these men whom the Father had given him to equip with the knowledge of the essence of Yahweh. Yeshua had taken what the Father had given to him and had given the same to these few in such a fashion that they got it, kept it, and were able to replicate it among others. He made disciples of Yahweh, not himself. The work that he presented to the Father was that he had manifested the name of Yahweh to a dozen men in such a manner that they could see for themselves how to embrace the life and make it their own, without losing one of them. He went on to say that, just as you sent me into the world, even so I have sent them into the world to do the same work he presented as being acceptable to the Father. As followers of Yahweh, we have been given a lifetime to accomplish the same work Yeshua did in 3.5 years, to make 12 disciples who manifest the name, the glory of the Father with the same intensity that Yeshua followed after the Father. These men got it. They in turn began to make disciples of a few others, and the end result was that the world was revolutionized by their work. Where did Yeshua find those men? The Father brought them to him from among those that he rubbed elbows with as he was walking out his life before Yahweh. He did not choose them. The Father chose them. Yeshua was just being obedient by embracing them when they showed up. If you begin to look around your circumstance in life right now and ask the Father to show you, he will reveal those that he has chosen for you to embrace in like manner. Maybe not all at the same time. He might start with just one. Perhaps he would start with just your family. But they are there, and they might not be who you would expect them to be. No longer do I call you bondservants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. John 15:15. In Hebrews 13:17, the Greek word for obey is the same Greek word translated trust in verse 18. Paphō and means to make friends of, to persuade. These gifts are expressed most appropriately in one-on-one relationship, which is impossible to achieve in convention halls, football stadiums, and cathedrals, or anywhere behind a microphone. Trust is not something assumed or demanded. It is an attitude elicited through observance of action. Yeshua lived with those guys for 3.5 years to earn their trust so that they can see in complete transparency his life. He became their friend. The challenge given to us today is to look beyond what we have been taught as the status quo of how his body functions and instead look into the spirit to be what that something different is. How did Yeshua manifest the name of the Father to these 12? He loved them. He lived with those guys day and night. He crawled up next to them, put his arms around them, and walked with them. He lived with them and loved them through their agonies and trials, through their fears and failures, through their hopes and dreams, through their times of accomplishment, and through their times of idiotness. He took the things he had learned from the Father concerning life and godliness and showed them, hands-on, how to apply those things to their own lives, loving them into that same walk. And he did not lose them. He showed them in such a way so as to not alienate them. We are called to do the same, to take what has been given to us in the Spirit and to impart that life to a few others. This is work, little W. Because it requires of us to be determined to remain with someone until they are able to function in the Spirit and hear His voice on their own. It requires of us to lay down our life for them. Then, as He did, it becomes time to turn them loose so that they in turn can go make other disciples of Yahweh, not of ourselves. There is more excellent way of learning of Him through a personal relationship with Him in the Spirit. This is what we are to make disciples in, recognizing the voice of His Spirit on a personal level. But we are unable to give what we are unable to live. To accomplish that task, we, as Yeshua did, must be able to live out before others how we have come to know and hear the Father in our lives, in practical ways that they will be able to see and comprehend. The focus of making disciples is about being a living example to a few of how to hear God so that they can be shown how to also attend to the needs of others. The word minister is never used for a position proper in the body. It is a designation reserved for the body itself. In other words, each member of the body are called to be the ministers to the body, to each other. The work of the ministry is begetting sheep. Shepherds do not beget sheep. Sheep beget sheep. Shepherds help the sheep to beget by leading them into pastures where there is good grazing and pure water to sustain them. But sheep do the begetting. And the place where they do the begetting is not in the shearing house, but out in the pasture where they live and roam. Sheep do not beget in shearing houses. The shearing house is where the sheep come to be sheared, to lighten the load and to be oiled with balm so that they can be encouraged to spend another season out and enduring the elements so as to beget other sheep. The shearing house is not a conducive place for begetting. Some continue to try and make it one, but this is a call to a more excellent way, the way of Yeshua. In the parable of the sheep and the goats, in Matthew 25, verses 31-46, the wording is strikingly similar to the words found in Isaiah 58, verses 6-11, concerning the type of fast that is acceptable to the Father. Both passages describe how we should be about exemplifying the nature of the Father, manifesting His name. Yahweh is the same today as He was then. None of what is described in either passage requires any special gifting or calling to accomplish. You don't have to attend any special schooling or attain any degree to be able to exercise these attributes. This is what each of us, regardless of our station in life, have been called to do. All that is needed to be able to say to the Father on that day, I have finished the work you have given me, is to do as our elder brother Yeshua did. We are to live those things listed on a personal level with enough intensity that it becomes evidently visible to all around us. When we do them, we are manifesting His name. We then teach the life to a few others who will take it to a few more, and so on and so on. The work of the ministry. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. John 13, verse 35.